Welcome to The Thoughtful Spot, the podcast for women, wherever they are on their Christian journey, who are thoughtfully seeking God's transforming power, who are striving to live as Christ wants them to every day, and who want other Christian women to walk with them through life. I'm your host, Terry Hester. Today's episode is the second in this special Advent series. If you missed the first episode, I hope you will go back and listen to it first. Let's start this adventure with Zechariah and Elizabeth. Zechariah was a Jewish priest whose priestly order served in the temple on a rotating basis. He and his wife Elizabeth were a godly couple who had always done their best to obey the Lord's commandments and regulations. Even though Zechariah had prayed for a child, Elizabeth had been unable to conceive, and she was now well beyond her childbearing years. It was customary for the priest to draw lots to determine which priest would enter the inner sanctuary and burn incense. Being chosen for this task was probably a once-in-a-lifetime event, and therefore would have been very special. Zechariah was chosen and entered the sanctuary. Let's pick up the story in the first chapter of Luke, verse 11. While Zechariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the incense altar. Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will give you a son, and you are to name him John. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the eyes of the Lord. He must never touch wine or other alcoholic drinks. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth, and he will turn many Israelites to the Lord their God. He will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly." Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure this will happen? I'm an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years." Then the angel said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. It was he who sent me to bring you this good news. But now, since you didn't believe what I said, you will be silent and unable to speak until the child is born, for my words will certainly be fulfilled at the proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah to come out of the sanctuary, wondering why he was taking so long. When he finally did come out, he couldn't speak to them. Then they realized from his gestures and his silence that he must have seen a vision in the sanctuary. When Zechariah's week of service in the temple was over, he returned home. Soon afterward, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and went into seclusion for 5 months. "How kind the Lord is," she exclaimed. "He has taken away my disgrace of having no children." Luke 1:11-25. Zechariah had prayed for a child. Even though the scripture doesn't mention it, I believe Elizabeth also prayed for a child. After their prayers went unanswered for many years, and they continued to advance in age, they would have believed it was too late for them. They would have accepted the fact that they would never experience the joys of parenthood. And yet, God is a God of miracles and surprises. His answers and his timing can be very unexpected. Zechariah and Elizabeth discovered that it was never too late for God to answer a prayer. With God, the impossible is made possible. Zechariah and Elizabeth started over with a very new story. Life was going to be quite different for them than they thought it would. At a time when they would have been slowing down a little and looking toward retirement, their future was dramatically altered by the birth of a child, and not just any child. Their son, John the Baptist, was the one who would prepare the way for the Messiah. God had answered their prayers and asked them to do something that had seemed impossible to Zechariah when he heard the message from Gabriel, and they said yes. Were Zechariah and Elizabeth ready to be parents at their age? I wonder if they felt prepared for the privilege and responsibility God had given them. Even if they did not understand God's timing, Zechariah and Elizabeth accepted the challenge and took their roles as John's parents seriously. They raised their son to fulfill his calling. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue this Advent journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to the podcast, give it a 5-star rating, and tell your friends about it. The Thoughtful Spot can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you are listening now. Links to my website and my Facebook page can be found in the show notes. There you will also find the scripture reference from today's episode and some questions to ponder. The podcast theme music was written and recorded by Jared Hester.